Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, friends, yesterday we talked about willful sin, and I want to get back to this topic on tomorrow because many people responded asking questions, and what we'll do tomorrow is do our best to answer those questions. Because David was brought up with Bathsheba, and the Bible says that in the book of Samuel that his sin was put away. It was Nathan the prophet that told him his sin was put away after he committed adultery. But also keep in mind when you read Psalm 51, verse 17, that the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. That was the fruit of Bathsheba. So, without confusing the issue, and hopefully anybody that's thinking this through totally got my point, we're going to get back to that again tomorrow. Okay? I promise, because I love the topic. It's a great balance, and it's scriptural, friends. And my objective here is to draw the line with an absolute go and sin no more, like John 8:11, when Jesus told the woman that was caught in adultery after she found repentance, the mercy of Christ, he said, go and sin no more. Friends, that's real grace. That's real grace. Not using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh to do whatever you want to do, and then no matter what you do, you're going to come back and there's Jesus waiting for you once again, friends. We better get to Scripture, friends, because this is the reason so many people are lost. They're caught up in their sin, and they're, again, trying to figure out why the wrath of God abides upon them. Who? Who's them? The children of disobedience, okay? Real grace empowers to restrain men from sin, and it's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4, also thinking of Romans 8:37, and also 1 John 4:4, where it talks about greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So there's much to cover. Let's take it line upon line, precept upon precept. We're going to be talking about, for your sakes, do not let this one go, and it's important that you don't. And I want to go to January 6th again, because you see the mainstream media, all the corrupt politicians working hand in glove to do what? Well, they're teeing it up, friends. As the show goes on, they're doing their best in creating domestic insurrections, while all the while the American people know that the January 6th was completely orchestrated by the powers that are tolerated within. Folks, if you know anything about history, this is exactly how tyrants operate, and it's happening right in the face of the American people. They're hiding nothing, friends. I mean, folks, do you know that? Do you now realize, friends, that 8 eyewitnesses that I have on record have died concerning those that were willing to tell the truth about who is responsible for January 6th? Again, we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to play a piece from yours truly. I want you to realize that Joe Biden is the embarrassment that Americans put up with. He's an embarrassment all over the world. But I do want you to understand that he is standing in tempore as someone that represents we the people in this country. I want to tell you right off the bat, he does not represent me because he does not represent the law, nor does he represent the lawgiver in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, he's representing just the exact opposite. And you can put up John 8:44 and concerning our laws, Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment as well. But I want to show you something. This is Joe Biden again, and all cameras on Joe, congratulating himself for more gun control, which is completely unconstitutional. I want you to listen to his wordplay. Also keep in mind that he's reading a teleprompter, okay? That's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But I want you to listen to the confusion here that he's spewing out by design. And who is he talking to? He's talking to the parents concerning their children that were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I also want you to think about this, because I don't know that you can help a people that don't help themselves. How do you show mercy to these people that may be clapping for the likes of a Joe Biden who they think is doing them a favor when, in fact, Joe shows up with armed security detail because we know that he doesn't work for we the people? Those representatives that work for we the people do not need to have armed security detail protecting them from the people that they allegedly are serving. But this is what's happening here. And again, I want you to check this out. This is Joe Biden in Florida. And I want you to listen carefully as to what happens because someone stands up and begins to challenge him. Check this out.
Real world implications. Will we take wise steps to fulfill the responsibility to protect the innocent? And while keeping faith with the constitutional rights.
Okay, so just think about what he said. While keeping what? To the Constitution of the United States. You need to understand, once again, our said representatives have no business, lawful business, constitutional authority, delegated authority to work against the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. If you think that's the case, then you might want to sit down and read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But again, he all the well knows that he's not working for the people, so he's talking about upholding the constitutional rights of the people, when in fact he's doing just the exact opposite.
Match thoughts and prayers with action. I say yes, and that's what we're doing here today. Today is many things. It's proof that despite the naysayers, we can make meaningful progress on dealing with gun violence. Because make no mistake, sit down, you'll hear what I have to say. If you think you...
He's got a parent of a kid that was allegedly killed there. Manuel Oliver.
Let me finish my comment. Let him talk. Let him talk. No one, okay? Because make no mistake about it. This legislation.
Back to his notes. Back to his teleprompter.
The provision of this new legislation.
Now, I also want you to keep in mind something, friends, that after this alleged massacre that took place, again, in another gun-free zone that politicians such as Joe Biden are responsible for creating, and the guilt lies at the people, those that allow them to do so in the first place. Remember, 94% to 96% of all mass shooters, what do? They look for soft targets. They look for gun-free zones. Joe Biden's responsible for what took place at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And yet the adults are there allegedly clapping for him as he continuously strips away the rights of the American people that are law-abiding citizens. You can't make it up. Again, let me ask you the question. How do you help people like that that don't think for themselves? Oh, dictators love you, you useful idiots. Let me tell you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. Click onto it. Subscribe. Go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, and or give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. I want you to, again, think about what I just played during the last segment when it came to Joe Biden. Okay? He shows up at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Folks, right, line upon line, precept upon precept, pushing the same agenda Donald Trump did, the same one that Barack Hussein Obama did, the same one that Bush's did and the Clintons did. Ever since the 70s, friends, they've all been pushing the same agenda. Matter of fact, under Donald Trump, for those that did not know, 25 illegal legislative acts undermining the U.S. Constitution, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights concerning law-abiding gun owners, after Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, allegedly that took place. Friends, Donald Trump had 26 governors, all by the name of Republicans, again, venturing back and forth, friends, and just think about it. What do you have? You have the best that you have in America on the radio telling you about what they call the Democrats as to what they're doing and getting away with. That's the best that's delivered up to you, and it's the best that's been delivered up to you for decades, Americans. They're worthless. They're on the same team. They have the same jersey, and enough is enough. But I want you to think about Joe Biden going to this high school, namely to the parents, where their kids were allegedly shot and killed at Parkland High School. Keep in mind, the narrative that the mainstream media gave to the American people counters eyewitnesses. Teachers said they saw the police shooting. Eyewitnesses were hanging out with Nicholas Cruz. That was all brushed aside. It was all censored. They got their man. That's what they wanted you to know. And he is now in jail, probably for the rest of his life if he's not going to be executed. And so, in saying all that, friends, when you look at Joe Biden, he shows up with armed security detail, accusing law-abiding citizens for the crimes of one. Say they. One more thing. They have 70. They have 70 cameras at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Only two have been released. When these school shootings take place, the videos are never released to the public, and if they are, they're redacted heavily. Heavily. Okay, but I did want you to know that they accused the law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers. And what's embarrassing about all of it is you have people that are actually clapping for this narrative while he puts a smile on his face, acts like he's doing them a favor while he's stripping the law abiders of the right to bear arms for the crimes of the guilty. How do you help people like that? Honestly, you can't. You really can't. Now I want to go over to his wife. Her name is Jill Biden. Boy, oh boy, what a predicament that woman is in. We know that she used to babysit for Joe Biden's kids, and we also know that he was committed adultery with his babysitter as he rid his wife to marry onto his babysitter. Did you guys know that? That's pretty sick, isn't it? But it comes as no surprise here. It really does. Jill Biden, she calls herself Dr. Jill Biden. It's reported by George Benilli, butchers the Spanish language in furtherance of pandering to a Klein constituency. The org, acronym FAA, National Council of La Raza. She says, I hereby bless your timelines with Dr. Jill's rendering of Bodega. Okay. What does all that mean? I guess we're going to see it in about 2 seconds here. Check this out again, friends. Here's yours truly, Mrs. Jill Biden.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
That didn't go over very well.
Your strength.
Well, that's again, Americans, what you put up with. And they always blurt the truth out in their confusion in one sense of the word or another. I'm really sorry I have to do this. But I just want you to check this out. This was Face the Nation. Notice the useful idiot teeing up the conversation. Throwing softballs to this whore, literally, naturally and spiritually. And you can put that up against 1 Corinthians 6:9 concerning the fruit of it and where they go. But it's interesting how he tees it up for the said vice president. She's not my vice president. You know she's not there by the vote of the American people. This is voter fraud at its very finest. The vote has been stolen, and these people have been put in place. And it's to show you that you have no power to stand against them. Oh, if only the American people knew. And what I want you to do is I want you to see her response. But I got one question before we go to her. How is it that anybody in their right mind can take this woman serious? And I mean that wholeheartedly. Check this out, friends. Kamala Harris.
There is speculation among some Democrats and some Republicans that
divide. Mark 325.
Won't run for re-election in 2024. What's your message to those who say that?
Listen to President Biden. He intends to run. And if he does, I intend to run with him. So there you go.
Okay. I guess that's the best she can bring. And that's what's been delivered up. I wanted to show you what's going on globally right now. Across the border in Canada, Trudeau is getting it from his people. This is why, and again, this shows you what happens when they lose control over the narrative, and I'm talking about the mainstream media. But this criminal, this sodomite, Islam Allah war, I'm sorry, worshiping devil across the border, traitor to his people, traitor to his God. They call him the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, over there in Canada. But he's been called out several times. The people are becoming more emboldened over there to stand up against his tyrannies. But it happened again. And I want you to see this. It's very short. But again, I want you to see what is happening. And I want you to hear the voice of the people as to what is happening, because they don't want you to know that people have drawn the line in the sand. Check this out. They keep calling him a traitor, traitor. Another woman confronted him and said, "You do realize what you're guilty of committing. People have been hung for the crimes that you're committing before." I played that video for you before, too. So people are starting to understand as to how they're supposed to deal with tyrants lawfully, because that is the message that needs to be sent, not just in Canada, but on a global basis. Because these people have turned on a global basis, France, Germany, Israel, you name it, folks. They have turned Australia. Down the line. I mean, we've seen all of this in full view, right in front of our faces in the light of day, concerning the tyrants that went right along with the agenda when it came to the pandemic. Well, they're still in place, friends. They're still doing the same thing. Do you think for some reason or another, all of a sudden they're going to turn good and start to serve the people? Absolutely not. That's not what they're there for. And to suggest that that is what they're there for, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken, friends. This is happening on a global basis. What I want to cover is, for your own sakes, don't let this one go. And what we're noticing, friends, more and more, again, on a global basis, is we're seeing, again, the mainstream media working hand in glove with corrupt politicians, doing their best in creating domestic terrorists. We've covered this in part some time ago, but I want to return to it because of the importance of it, and I want to keep it on the iron so everybody is paying attention to what matters here rather than what they want to distract you from what matters concerning these issues. But as I said during the first segment, 8 of the eyewitnesses that I have on record right now concerning January 6th, the eyewitnesses are dead. 8 of them. And I'm sure that the mainstream media wants to browbeat you into believing that anybody that questions that narrative is a theorist as well. But keep in mind, it's always the mainstream media that's used in putting questions to the truth. And why is that? Because Satan has always questioned the truth. Hath God said? Hath God said? What about him twisting scripture when he was tempting Jesus after he came back from 40 days and 40 nights in the desert when he was fasting? It's always questioning or resting the word of Christ. Let's get back to it and let's hold to at 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Salman Rushdie is still in the hospital after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye that he's likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than 3 decades for his novel, The Satanic Verses. House Republicans are standing by former President Donald Trump after a search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was unsealed. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called what happened a political persecution of the former president, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected he violated the Espionage Act. This is USA Radio News. Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels they backed, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed Republic. The drought is so bad in Italy right now that Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Swaths of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months, and snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts right now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, before we get to For Your Own Sakes, don't let this one go. I totally spaced this. Do forgive me. It's important that I embarrass you one more time in front of the world, because that's what this said representative is doing to all of us, friends. And I'm just here again to remind everybody, he is not my president. He is a traitor. He's committed the act of treason. The man needs justice. And until the American people bring it to him and the criminal administration and the powers that are tolerated behind him pulling his strings concerning the circus and the in the world of politics here, I just want to make it clear that my hands are clear of a Joe Biden, a Kamala Harris, or the rest of them. That goes to Donald Trump, that goes to Obama, that goes to the Bushes. No, that is not who we are. And what's sad about it is the foreign people know when they look to America who is good and who is not, and they know that they're not good. And yet the American people are acting as if they are. They're pretending along with them and their pretended legislations. I want you to check this out, because I forgot to show you this, and I want you to see it. You ready for this? Listen carefully, folks. This is, again, yours truly. This is Joe Biden concerning the Parkland shooting that happened in 2018, allegedly. I want you to listen to what he has to say.
Fort Hood, Texas, 2009. 13 dead, 30 more injured. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, 1918.
1918.
17 injured.
Wow.
Fort Hood, Texas.
Can you make that up? Parkland shooting took place in 1918. Folks, the lie will always come to the truth. Luke 12:2. One more thing. And I was just highlighting this. One more thing that I forgot to share with you is there is no difference between the right and the left, and they're all wearing the same jerseys, right? I just want you to listen to old Joey and Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, and I want you to get a taste of what I'm talking about here, because there's absolutely no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. First and foremost is because neither one of them are constitutional.
I also want to thank the bipartisan group of senators who worked so hard to get this done, especially Senators Murphy, Sinema, Cornyn, and Tillis. I hope I don't get you in trouble mentioning your name.
I can't even talk, folks. Those were all Republicans that helped push all this through. And it's a good place for you people that are playing this game. I'm glad I can report this kind of news, because at the end of the day, you're playing the same exact game. And you're a part of the problem that needs to be fixed in this country. So let's get over to this. So for your own sakes, don't let this go. They are creating domestic terrorists. That's what they're attempting to do. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about January 6th. And I played a little of the videos concerning how it was all set up, because the people were enticed by Donald Trump. They were then entrapped, as they were led by FBI informants, to go over to the Capitol. Then they were attacked and then accused, and it is exactly what they needed. And who are they attacked and accused by? They were attacked by the D.C. police and the FBI and the provocateurs that were paid to sent in to do the things that they did. And once they were there, what happened to those innocent people? Well, they were attacked. And then the very crimes that they were guilty of, and I'm talking about those that orchestrated January 6th, what did they do? They accused the innocent. So what did they do? They were creating domestic terrorists. And what's also interesting to note, friends, with all the information that the American people have today concerning January 6th and how it is that the powers that be, the FBI, the D.C. police, other agencies, and how many times they've been exposed at this point, friends, and they're still pushing the narrative, it shows you exactly who's responsible for orchestrating January 6th. Now, I want to ask you a question, because it's a, have you ever noticed before? And I'm sure that you have, that when it comes to what corrupt government needs, somehow or another, isn't it interesting, it gets what it wants. In other words, what I'm saying here is it gets what it is that they ordered up. I want you to read Psalm 94, verse 20, okay? Now, I'm referring to crisis and the crises that are needed to push forth their agenda, because they don't deceive yourselves into believing otherwise. They need, just like you've seen with Treasonous Joe, standing out there in Parkland, Florida, stripping away the American people's right to bear arms. They needed those crises. Even if they were created, by the way, sometimes they're even completely fictitious. They never even happened, but they've convinced the people that it has happened. And before you know it, they've tore down the buildings, they've taken away all the evidence, and they've stuck to the narrative, and we see the fruit of it. And what is the end aim of corrupt politicians, especially when it comes to shootings? Get the guns, get the guns, get the guns, get the guns. Why? Because it's the guns that are the obstacles to freedom. And their agenda, okay? They take away your guns, it's all over. And that is a mercy of God. Read 1 Samuel 13:22 and Luke 11:21 and verse 22. But I want to go back to this, because if you remember right, it was none other than Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel from Chicago that said, never let a good crisis go to waste. By the way, I don't know that you're aware of this or not, but it was the British Prime Minister that actually said that back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Again, most people didn't know that. So again, why the need for crisis? Folks, that's why what you see in the news 24/7, it's always some sort of crisis. because they want to change the old into the new. And instead of people paying attention to the old concerning the law, because we don't need new laws, what we need is good men enforcing the old laws and teaching criminals the fear of God. That's not the remedy here. The remedy here is to give government more control so they can wield more power over your lives. And that's exactly the road that they've taken. In other words, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. That's not what it's about to them. And we should know as to who's behind these corrupt politicians when they act in such a fashion. And I'll tell you this, friends, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, is if you want to see who the lawbreakers are, the way that you tell if a stick is crooked, always lay a straight one next to it and you will see the deviated stick. When you read the Word of God and the Constitution, you'll always know who's doing the lying. But if you want to sit there and speculate and you want to hold on to your idols concerning your favorite politicians, well, you can do that too, to your own demise, okay? To your own demise. But going back to crisis. Crisis furthers the advancement of the agenda concerning the corrupt. Okay, sometimes it's not created. Sometimes they just don't let it go to waste. Oh, and by the way, I was talking about Winston Churchill, for those that didn't catch on to who that prime minister was back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. They need the crisis. See, folks, have you ever heard that saying, if it bleeds, it leads in the news? Yep, it does. They love crisis. Because they always want to change our laws, and that's not the way that you deal with crime. You don't change the law. Remember what Tacitus said, a Roman soldier? He said the more that the corrupt the state is, and more that the state corrupts itself, the way to detect that is to see how much more it legislates. How much more it legislates. Sorry. And that's what we're seeing. They're creating policies to no end that counter our law. But those policies always fall into the hands of those that mean to wield more control over us without fail. Without fail. So, when we look at crisis and how it furthers the advancement of the agenda, it also gives them more control over the people that it's used against. Listen carefully. This is, folks, when I get into these word plays, I have to study. I have to go deeper, okay? Webster's 1828 dictionary defines the word crisis. Listen carefully. The decisive state of things or the point of time when an affair is arrived to its height and must soon terminate or suffer a material change. So they always want to use the crisis to bring about a change. And how many times have those unlawful changes have been brought forth that have been completely unconstitutional, therefore illegal? You guys have all heard of Senator John Glenn. The Senator John Glenn was the guy that said he went to the moon. He's an absolute liar. He's lived his whole life deceiving people. Now he's paying for it because all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. I'm thinking of Proverbs 19:9. I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 6:9. I'm thinking of Revelation 28, verse 8. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Period. Period. He's the man that said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. You know what? Let me just stop there for a moment because I'm noticing this on social media platforms. If I was sitting here playing the game of the right accusing the left and the left accusing the right, if I was making jokes about those that we dislike and adding approbation to those that we approve of, oh, everybody loves that. But let me tell you, that whole conversation is vain. And I want to tell you, it's a deceptive conversation. But when it's a message of taking responsibility before God, exposing the truth, education, and moving forward in the faith, for some reason I don't like that because that means I have to take responsibility. If that's a conviction to you, that is the problem that you are having. You are unrepentant and you are not born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. I just wanted to make clear. Because when we're born of the Spirit of God, we're going to do the things of the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what he doesn't put up with. The very things that so many of you put up with that are listening to me even now, at least for a minute, until you get bored with being educated. Folks, it's my job to edify. not to destroy. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Should the destruction come, it's because you didn't want to be edified. And I'm talking about those that want to keep playing games with our freedoms, because I'm sick and tired of it. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, friends. I was just highlighting the fact of, when you look on social media platforms, you can just see kind of how things go. And you can see how people are talking. You can see what's going on out there in part. And you can also see the traffic that's going on. And it's interesting, whenever you begin to educate and lay the responsibility to the people to bring about the resolve, they're the first ones to dine and dash, per se. They don't want no part of having to do anything. They want someone else to do it. So what they do is they go over to their favorite talking head, who does absolutely nothing but fuel the narrative, unconstitutionally, of course, of the right and the left, making fun of those that they don't like, and in giving approbation and approval and accolade to those that they do like. They're worthless, friends. They're vain. This is the problem that we're having in this country as a whole. This is the game the enemies of your country are not playing, Americans. Because they're the ones doing the lying. Those that are setting the narrative are the ones that are doing the lying. Right? So with that said, let's get back to this because I don't want to spend time on jumping off the tractor every time we go out and we harvest the field and chasing mice. I don't mean to do that, but I want to make clear that it is my job to edify, not to destroy. But if you don't want to be edified, you're destroying yourself, just so you know. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines the word crisis, the decisive state of things, or the point of time when an affair is arrived to its height and must soon terminate or suffer a material change. I was just highlighting the fact that Senator John Glenn said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the bills that we pass around here. Let me remind all of you, friends, that tyrants always say once they wield control, to where they have absolute control over the people, it's good for the people in government that the people at large never think. Does that sound like Hosea 4:6 to the T? Absolutely it does. Moving on. So we're talking right now about, for your own sakes, don't let this go. They are creating domestic insurrections. Let's go, domestic terrorists, forgive me. I don't know where that came from. All right, let's move on here. We all know Adolf Hitler needed enemies. So what did he do, friends? He created them, right? And he did just that with the help of his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. That's why I was continuously highlight corrupt politicians and the mainstream media working hand in glove because they can't do it without each other, right? And in America today, what we're seeing is much of the same pattern. And now going to January 6th Capitol insurrection event, for example, it was again reported that Joe Biden won 80 million votes, which put him in the People's White House. Let me just play this for you really quick, in spite of the fact that the mainstream media wants you to believe that there's 80 million people that put him into the office. Listen to this.
Now, this is Fox 10's Nicole Garcia. She's again at that Biden-Harris event.
Biden-Harris event. Listen carefully.
Take her live.
Look on the screen. There's nobody there.
Yeah, good afternoon, Daytona and Andrew. Hi, it's kind of warm out here, actually, but we're right outside of the Heard Museum where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their motorcade arrived at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. They are meeting with several tribal leaders here at the Heard Museum, and not a lot of fanfare out here. There's really not much to see step out of the way, but
person.
It's kind of boring out here. So it's not your typical presidential campaign event. We don't see people rallying outside. We don't see signs or really much of what's going on. And I'm told by one of the Biden staffers, local staffers, is that they kind of kept the details about the visit as far as the timing and the exact locations. They didn't really want to give that out to the public because they want to keep the crowds to a minimum. They realize
they want to keep the crowds to a minimum, friends, so they didn't let the public know where they were at. Wait a second. What is it? What is the purpose of going on the campaign trail if not going out there to the public that allegedly put him into office? Does that jive to you, friends? I didn't think so, but they want you to believe 80 million people put him in a position. Once he gets in a position, what do? They take our military, our grandpas, our dads, our uncles, our brothers, our friends, and our neighbors to fortify old Joey, who has no support from the American people, against the 80 million people that the mainstream media wanted you to believe that voted him in. Okay, was that enough? Not at all. Not even close. What did they do then? They then engineered January 6th. They call it the day of insurrection. That's the day the Patriots took a day of protest against the treasonous fraud, in which they have every God-given right in doing so, by the way. They maybe need to read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, right? To bring about redress of grievances. Does that sound familiar, friends, to those corrupt in D.C.? They can do it in their state governments as well, local governments as well. But what do? They had to take it a step further. See, it's the day the Patriots took to protest against this treasonous fraud. And once they were there, what do? Well, they were enticed by Donald Trump. I played the video in the past. He wanted you to know, the fake media, he said to the fake media, get your cameras on all of these people that showed up in D.C., Of course, he had to give himself accolade. Isn't it interesting, the same fake media that put in Joe Biden is the same fake media that put in Donald Trump? Yeah, we haven't figured out that he's been groomed for 30 years, right? Well, going back, Donald Trump entices him. people, his worshipers that came out to see him in support of him and protesting. Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump also said that these were the people that were not going to take it any longer before they were then led by the FBI informants to the Capitol building, where they were entrapped? And isn't it interesting after that, then it was the D.C. police, right? And the said FBI informants and the paid provocateurs who started to commit crimes against the innocent, only to accuse the innocents of the crimes that they themselves were guilty of. Revelation 12:10, read it. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Right? Accuse others of what you're guilty of, said Joseph Goebbels. Sound familiar? Yep, that's exactly what's going on here, friends. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, why did you say that Donald Trump enticed them? There's still people that have their head in the sand. There's still people out there, still love him. He's the best thing that ever happened to the American people. If you want to make America great again, then just avoid God and try to create a world without him, just like Donald Trump did. And do the exact opposite of everything that you're going to say, but the mainstream media just kept him out there like that's what he was doing, when in fact they all the well knew that's not what he was doing. He was doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. And if anybody would like to ever challenge that, I would love to take your challenge on. 1-866-582-9933. How many times has Donald Trump said, they're not after me, they're after you? Right? Was Donald Trump the one that drew them into Washington, D.C.? Yep, he was. What do you mean, Bradley, why do you say that Donald Trump enticed them? Because he did. He did. He's the one that told them to come. Don't tell me this whole thing from start to finish was not orchestrated. The problem is most people don't realize that he's the one that enticed them. But yet he says it right on camera. And then he says to the cameras, right? Hey, America, these are the people that are not going to take it anymore. What is he doing? He's pointing the finger at his worshipers as they're setting up his worshipers for the fall. I want to take it one more step because there's some people that still just want to keep drinking the Kool-Aid. Here, let me put a little truth in your serum of lies, okay? Ephesians 5:11. Outlets across the country reported that Trump's coup failed. I want you to think. Donald Trump's coup failed. Really? It failed. The same mainstream media, the same fake news that Donald Trump calls fake news. Well, then if Trump's coup failed, why is it that there's hundreds upon hundreds of innocent Americans in jail, but yet Donald Trump, the one that's responsible for, as they would call him, the architect of the coup, why isn't he in jail then? How come he hasn't been arrested? Has anybody put two and two together? Have you ever been lied to, Americans? What's the pattern of liars? Well, I can tell you this, they don't tell you the truth. Folks, how many times does this man need to be called out for his fraudulent activity? He's the father of the vaccine. He's the one that opened the floodgates, friends, concerning Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. Oh, my goodness. And yet you think that's how you make America great again? He calls himself the father of the vaccine. Did you know that Dr. C. Martin Dr. Martin to stay in the safe zone, just predicted that by 2028, 700 million people are going to be gone because of those experimental jabs. If you're not paying attention to the news, friends, people are dropping like flies all over the place. Here's the objective here, okay? Because we need another hour. But folks, why is Donald Trump not in jail? And how do you create domestic terrorists? Well, you just accuse them of the crimes that you orchestrated. Because that's exactly what January 6th is all about.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.